Welcome to another amazing ILTA podcast. My name is Beth Ann Stubbe. I'm the Director of Publications and Press. And today I am thrilled to be joined by Guy Levitt. He is the CEO and founder at Telemessage, which is an organization that transforms business mobile messaging. He came to us via our global engagement manager, Mercedes. And Guy, I'm thrilled to have you join us today.
Hi, Beth, and thank you for having me over. And nice to meet everybody here in ILTA.
Well, thank you for taking the time first, because I know in Israel, it's much later than it is on the East Coast.
Yeah, it's only 6 o'clock and we're a global company. So it's late hours and early mornings and it's high tech. So it's all fun.
It is. And it's a great time to be having this conversation. Obviously, between the pandemic, a lot of work from home changes. Can you tell me a little bit about what Telemessage is?
So Telemessage is a messaging company, and we have a number of messaging solutions. But the main product that is being hyper growth for us in the last year and would interest your audience is our mobile archiving solution. So the whole concept behind the mobile archiving solution is that it's based on our pretty unique abilities to capture and then route and archive mobile communications. So, you know, what's the first thing that would come to your mind from mobile communications? It's text messaging. So text, capturing SMS and text messages is not something simple. It's something which is requires either to have a piece of software on your phone, an application, or we have a pretty unique proposition, which we connected with the mobile operators. But it's much more than text. It could also be mobile voice recordings, and it could be WhatsApp, if you ever heard of that, communications. And in China, WeChat is very popular. It's the WhatsApp alternative. And we're adding more and more communication channels through operators and through what we call over-the-top instant messaging solutions.
One of the things I asked, you know, as we talked through some questions for today, and then as we did kind of our little prep before we hopped in this is, you know, I looked at my phone and went to put it on Do Not Disturb. But looking at it a little bit more closely, can you capture and archive the messages on my iPhone? Because that's supposed to be pretty secure anyway.
You're right. And, you know, there's a problem there because on one hand, the iPhone, you know, wants you guys to be really private and secure and wants us to keep that privacy. It's a sacred thing with Apple, isn't it? On the other hand, there are regulations and policies that require businesses to keep and archive mobile communications. So there's a contradiction between those. If you heard the European GDPR in California, the Communication Acts. So there's, you know, privacy issues on hand. On the other hand, there's, you know, in the United States, you guys have the Freedom of Information Act or the Public Records Act, which requires government and local government and even federal to capture and archive communications. So if you ask as a personal person and wherever you live, you know, where what you guys have been talking about, then, you know, emails, of course, are communications, but what about text messages? And iPhones, of course, are the vast majority. It's still, you know, it's a big chunk of the market. So what about text messages there? So the answer, first of all, is technology-wise, we can. How do we do that? There's two ways. One is that we work with their mobile operators directly. So we have an agreement with AT&T and Verizon in the United States, and we have a technology integration into their network so that even without having an application on the phone, we can get your text messages routed to our servers and then from there to wherever the company would want to archive their messages, be it a email archiving platform like Microsoft 365 or like Mimecast Archiver, or there's other archiving platforms. So one way is through the network operators. And the other way is an application which is installed on an iPhone, but then we're kind of cheating the system here because when you use the application to send a text message or receive a text message, the message goes not from the iPhone directly to the other phone, but goes through our server side, which the server then terminates and gets the message. So we capture the text message really not on the phone, the iPhone itself, but on the server, which then sends out the text message. Not getting too techy here, hopefully, I hope, but there are ways to do this. Okay, so very high level, yes, iPhones are part of the package.
One of the things that I find really interesting as we've delved as an organization into the tech survey after it came out last October, people consistently ask about privacy and cloud security. And the overlap between those two is very great, obviously. But from a thought leadership perspective, how do you solve privacy issues with, you know, GDPR, CCPA, and then any personal messages, you know, it's one thing for me to ask my mom for a banana bread recipe, but it's not necessarily the same thing as me setting up, you know, a server or some sort of secured piece where I'm sending the information back and forth via text to our IT team.
Okay. So first of all, when you get that banana bread recipe from your mom, send it over to me because I love banana bread and that's okay. Really important for me. And the way to solve it really is separation. So it's important to be able to separate personal messages from business messages. And the real way to do that is to have that application I mentioned earlier on the phone. So you would use two separate applications. One would be for your personal messages. Let's assume for a moment that it's a personal phone of yours or what we call BYOD, bring your own device. And let's say an organization that enables you to use that for business purposes, but it's owned by you. So you would use the standard text messaging app and that would not be captured. It would be totally separated from the telemessage app, which would use also a separate number. So through our platform, we allocate a separate number for you, which you would use on the app, which is used connected to the application. So once you use the application, everything is captured. Use your standard text messaging solution on your phone. It's not captured. So it's a total separation between your personal messages and the business messages. How's that sound?
That sounds great. Does it make it a little bit more intensive for the user?
Well, you know, we had a lot of experience with this in the last few years, and users are much more sophisticated than you think. Because when you wake up and, you know, open your phone, you know when to make a call, when to send somebody a text message, when to send somebody an email. And even on email, you know, sometimes when you use your Gmail, right, that's your personal email, or when you open up your Outlook maybe, or your other email, which would be your business email. So people know how to make these separations between their different applications, and having another separate application for business text messaging, which looks and feels with a different icon, a different background than your personal text messaging, it's a cinch, it's easy.
All right, let's talk a little bit more for our global audience. I went to school in the UK. We've got personnel, ILTA staff in the UK. We go back and forth every day. I've got the desktop application of WhatsApp. I've got it on my phone, buzzes through to my watch. Let's talk about the encryption level, because one of the things we consistently hear is that WhatsApp is encrypted. How do you manage to capture this then?
Yeah. So first of all, you're right. WhatsApp is getting more and more popular for, especially in the global audience, but we're seeing it more and more in the United States as well, especially where Americans need to communicate with people outside the United States. And they tell them, oh, send me a WhatsApp. And the Americans, oh, well, what's a WhatsApp? And then they start getting into it and they understand the strength of WhatsApp. So WhatsApp is getting more and more popular. And it's being more used even in everywhere around. You know, there's billions of users already. So WhatsApp is encrypted, but there's a ways around that encryption. And we built it in. There's two technologies that we have. One that we call a wrapper. So we take the WhatsApp application and we wrap it with our technology. It's like an MDM wrapper. Again, not getting too techie here, but mobile device management solutions have abilities to alter, change some applications so that you can manage them. So we also kind of manage, I'd call, the WhatsApp application with our wrapper, enabling us to capture the communications going in and out of WhatsApp on the user's device. Now, that doesn't mean that the user that he's communicating with doesn't get his messages encrypted through the Facebook servers. You know, Facebook owns WhatsApp. So it goes from the phone over encrypted to the other user, but the user on this phone needs to put this wrapper inside. So that's one way we do that. The other way, we use a technology that we call web scraping, which actually uses the Facebook WhatsApp solution of web WhatsApp, which enables the user to open up a web interface, which kind of copies whatever you do on the phone. It's actually synced to the phone. So what we do is we scrape the information over a web-based interface, and it captures all the communication with pictures and attachments and multimedia. It's really cool. It works. There's some advantages and disadvantages to each and every one of these types of technologies. So we kind of market them differently. One is called the WhatsApp Phone Archiver, which is the wrap solution. One is called the WhatsApp Cloud Archiver, which is this wrap, a web scraping solution.
All right, let's break this down even less technologically advanced than we've already gone. What happens when I delete a message?
Okay, so we capture that event. It's something which is built into our software. The importance of that is of compliancy. We work with many different financial institutions, which they're trying to be to capture any kind of communication event. So, you know, imagine you're a trader or a broker or an advisor communicating with your customer, and you're selling him onto something which you're not supposed to be doing, and then you delete that message. It's really important to be able to capture it. So we capture that event, and we also notify the compliance officer through the standard compliance software that he's using that that event happened, and he can capture that event using eDiscovery and other of his tools to be able to get into a deeper look and see what that user has done with his deleted messages.
Well, I'm glad somebody can fix the mess I would have made then. But my, I guess my kind of, as we close this out, my questions are really evolved around what's going to happen next, do you think, in this sort of technology as people don't go back into offices, or even if they do, and then they continue to have that hybrid work from home in the office, and whenever we all begin to travel again?
I think that's a great thing because the world has changed and will not go back. Even if we were all vaccinated, like I am here in Israel, right? You mentioned I was based out of Israel. Almost all everybody over the age of, I think 30 now has been vaccinated. But offices are very open in their policies of working from the office or working from home. And what we've seen in even the most regulated environments of people never being able to work from home, now they are working from home, and that's not going back. So we're seeing more and more of the work from home attitude, meaning that people will be using their mobile device more and more and not using their fixed line phone, for example, or their corporate office communication tools, which are already recorded. So there's going to be more and more of a use of capturing these mobile communications. We are, as a company, adding more and more different types of communications. So I'm not sure if you heard, but there's more over-the-top solutions like Signal and Telegram. And since Facebook changed their privacy policy a couple of months ago, and they changed it again, many people are trying to see how they get out of that grasp of Facebook. They don't want them reading or seeing or having their messages stored, and moving to other solutions. So Telemess as a company, we're going to be adding all of those. So if any of your users here or listeners want to say they're using some other communication platform, we'll be capturing that one as well.
Awesome. Well, Guy, thank you so much for joining us. I'm excited to see where the technology continues to evolve to.